My name is Nicholas Schremmick, and I'm running for town commissioner of Pittsboro. I've been a resident of either the ETJ, which is the extraterritorial jurisdiction, and or downtown Pittsboro for over 5 years now. I think Pittsboro is in a pivotal position in its history with Carolina Core and other factors coming into place, and I want to preserve the charm and character of Pittsboro. So the top three issues, I believe, are underneath the umbrella of growth. I think growth is the biggest factor that Pittsboro is facing at this time. It's projected that we're going to have 100,000 new residents coming on board over the course of 5 to 10 years. Underneath the growth tenant, affordability is an issue, taxes are an issue, stormwater is an issue, prices have skyrocketed, interest rates are up as well. And we have supply issues, right? We have a lot of folks that want to move here. A lot of people love what North Carolina has become, especially Pittsboro. And unfortunately, a lot of folks that serve our community, which I think is a tragedy, are unable to afford to live in the communities in which they serve. In order to bring in affordability, we need to increase the supply to lower the price pressures on properties, as well as look at other revenue streams that can be brought in. Taxes, because of property values, most folks got an assessment here in September and were a little bit shocked at the bill that they received. A lot of folks have seen their investment in their home double in value. It's almost an unrealized gain for them because they don't have access to those funds, yet they're going to have to pay double of what the tax rate is now at the current tax rate. And again, it's about diversifying the revenue streams in which we're bringing into the town and looking into different industries, biomedical, IT services, things of that nature, bringing an industry in so that those corporations can pay into that tax basin as well and potentially maintain or even lower the taxes in which folks are paying. Stormwater's a big issue. We need to keep track of impervious surfaces. We need to increase the conduit size, which is downtown, for the flow. Downtown Pittsboro has a lot of infrastructure needs. And again, everything comes back to we need to diversify our revenue streams, bring in more money so that we can fix these issues that we're facing downtown. So the biggest challenges I see, obviously, with growth is where do folks live? Where do they play? Do they have the amenities that they're also looking for? That's parks and rec, connectivity of greenways, healthy lifestyles. As more people come, there's going to be more services that they need within the community. That's police, fire, teachers, et cetera. And how do we pay for those? So I have a background, my degree's in financial engineering. I'm a realtor with Realty World Carolina Properties. I've been working closely with Eric Andrews in town as well. And I've also done real estate projects, big and small, myself. And I believe somebody needs to be able to speak the language of business, real estate, and finance to usher in this new chapter of Pittsboro's history. So balancing the infrastructure needs with the tax rates, right now, half of the revenues that the town receives is half of it's in property taxes. So that's $7 million out of a $14 million budget. And that's a huge burden for the residents of Pittsboro. And again, I'm going to go back to we need to diversify our revenue streams. And that's industry, that's big box retail, that's small business as well. And if we do it correctly, we should have a surplus of funds to address the infrastructure needs, to look into community land trusts, to build the parks. That allows us to fix the infrastructure downtown as well. I think we should promote healthy lifestyles and make it convenient for people to potentially walk or bike to wherever they're going. I would love to see these greenways be interconnected to all parts of Pittsboro proper. So when voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think competence and forward thinking. I have the background to help ensure Pittsboro's viability, character, and charm for decades and centuries to come. I'm also empathetic. We canvassed a handful of neighborhoods. One of them was with Tobias Palmer, where he grew up. And they're getting hit with increase in taxes, increase in rent, inflation. And these are things that I think as a town, we can address some of those needs and try to help the folks that have lived in Pittsboro for such a long time stay in place and also be welcoming to the new residents that are going to be joining Pittsboro as well.